Another news, banking stocks in Asia have taken a tumble following reports that the catastrophic turmoil at megabank Credit Suisse could have worldwide repercussions, dragging global markets lower. As news broke, Japan's Topix Banks Index dropped by 6.4% during the morning session, with Hong Kong's Standard Chartered and South Korea's Shinhan Financial Group trailing close behind, unravelling investor confidence across continents since banking shares were hammered in both Europe and New York. That comes after Credit Suisse Bank's stock plunge rattled global markets, with the Swiss central bank stepping in with a $53 billion lifeline. That says Credit Suisse's biggest shareholder, Saudi National Bank, said it wouldn't boost its share past the current level of just under 10%. And that, in turn, triggered a fall of 30% in Credit Suisse shares. That caused jitters across financial markets, sparking a slump in major indices. Now, this comes hot on the heels of financial turmoil in the US, where the collapse of two major banks has sent ripples throughout the financial world. RT contributor Rachel Marsden has more.
The failure of Silicon Valley Bank in the United States is sending shockwaves through Europe's financial system, and it's also sending its bank stocks into free fall on Wednesday, with the European press making the link between the US crisis and new trouble for Europe's banking sector. Credit Suisse had dropped on Zurich's stock market by midday. Its top investor, the Saudi National Bank, said that they won't help cushion the blow by buying any more than the 9.8% of the shares that they already own, since they want to avoid any new regulatory regimes that kick in above 10% investment. Economist Nouriel Roubini said in an interview that the Credit Suisse crisis is a, quote, layman moment for European and global markets, referring to the Lehman Brothers collapse that sparked the 2008 economic crisis in the United States, which then spread to Europe. French banks were especially hit hard on Wednesday, with trading of France's BNP Paribas stocks temporarily halted earlier in the day as its value plunged, as did that of Société Générale, Crédit Agricole, and Germany's Commerzbank. The CEO of global investment giant BlackRock, Larry Fink, suggests that Silicon Valley Bank was just the first domino to fall, calling it a, quote, slow rolling crisis with, quote, more seizures and shutdowns coming. Because somehow Canada, right on the U.S. border and its largest trading partner, managed just fine to isolate itself from the U.S. banking system. 562 U.S. banks went belly up over the past 20 years, yet not a single one in Canada. So here we go again with yet another example of Europe's over-reliance and over-dependence on the U.S. to its own detriment.
This is what happened in 2008. I mean, you know, the government bailed out the big banks by printing more money, right? We had all this, we took all these measures to save the banks by printing, right? It was called QE, quantitative easing. It was basically printing, I don't know, $1 trillion, $2 trillion, I'm sorry, I can't remember the exact figure, but they threw all this money at the banks, and that money, you know, where did it go? You know, did it really go into the economy? No, it settled in the banks, and it contributed to an inflation in the value of assets, which, of course, was an artificial inflation. And this is the problem. The American government always gets involved in the crisis and tries to solve it by printing more money, but that doesn't solve the problem. That just what solves it temporarily. It pushes the problem on towards the future, right? So basically, we're coming to reckon with the poor measures that were implemented after 2008.